This podcast is brought to you by Midway Chevrolet Cadillac and by Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep of Kearney.
16-3, but two of their last three games, their last two games have been losses, so they've been on a bit of a schneid here a little bit. Just about ready to go. Bowman set to do the jumping here for Kearney Catholic, and the tip is controlled by Adams Central, so the tip is won by Connor Lyons. So it will be Patriot ball to start things off here. Man-to-man goes Kearney Catholic, first possession. Driving up on the right side. Shot no good by Hunt. They tie up the rebound and wrapping both arms around that ball. And also the leg of Zach Hunt was Jacob O'Brien. So O'Brien ties it up. Alternating possessions will give Kearney Catholic the basketball here. And again, Adams Central is going to press right at Kearney Catholic, and Kearney Catholic is going to do the same. Long pass up ahead for Butler. Butler gets it down low, shot up, and no good for Keegan Fitzgerald. He had it right underneath the basket, and Brady Barrett pulls down the rebound, but they force the turnover. On the run is Ranky. Ranky will give it to Bowman. Top of the circle now for O'Brien. He'll kick it left side. Keegan Fitzgerald now for three. That three is no good. Rebound tipped out to O'Brien, and O'Brien will give it back out to Drew Butler. Butler has it on that right side, enters it at the elbow to Keegan Fitzgerald, who gives it to Bowman. Bowman shot a little bit strong, and Nate Arlt comes down with the rebound and has it on the run. He dumps it in underneath. The layup is good for Brady Barrett. So Adams Central on the fast break. It's the first 2 points of the ballgame here for the Patriots. And again, the Pats will put some pressure on as Butler with a bounce pass, and it's knocked away by Connor Lyons. It was a jump pass and a bounce pass all at the same time, and Kearney Catholic's fortunate they still have possession of the ball here. O'Brien has it, kicks it for Ranky. Top of the key, gives it back out to Butler. Butler about 35 feet away. Now he'll step up, fire the three. It's no good. Stars 0 for 2 from behind the arc, and the long rebound taken out by Connor Lyons. Lyons will get it back out to Arlt, and they'll reset the offense, giving it to Zach Hunt. Hunt will give it right side for Connor Lyons. Lyons breaking down Butler. Lyons on the baseline. Tries the reverse layup a little bit short. Ball's on the ground. Rebound pulled out there by Barrett. And Barrett gives it underneath for a bucket by Connor Lyons. And timeout, Kearney Catholic. Timeout. Actually, it was Ott that came up with the shot there in the crowd. Ott with his first 2 points of the night. Timeout Stars. They trail it 4-0 here in the early stages at the Heartland Hoops Classic. We'll be back in, well, we'll just keep it right here. We only have about 15 seconds left as I was trying to track down who scored. And, again, both these teams like to pressure the ball. Both of them like to trap. Both of them handle the ball pretty well. And so they mirror each other quite a bit. But Adams Central does have certain advantages. One of them would be a bit of a size advantage here in the ball game. And again, as conference rivals, they play a lot of the same schedule. And Adams Central's probably had a little bit better of a go of it with that schedule than has Kearney Catholic. So the Stars inbound it. They toss it in here for Jared Ranky. And Ranky will give it to Butler. Butler facing a double team. Dribbles down the sideline. Gets in the offensive zone. Gives it off for Keegan Fitzgerald. He'll kick it off on the right side for Ranky. Enters it in for Bowman. Out for Butler. He'll fire the three. It's no good. And the rebound by Connor Lyons. Lyons quickly up court with it, giving it to Hunt. Hunt will drive, and the pass in underneath for Ott, and Ott misses the shot, but he'll head to the line. So Ranky with the foul. Jared Ranky's first foul of the ball game, and to the line to shoot two will be Calvin Ott. And again, very quickly are the Patriots in the offensive zone. They may have the first 5 points of the game here with 5:42 to go in the first quarter. Calvin Ott's free throw up and good. So he strokes both of them in. He's got 4 points in the game. And in for the Stars was Tyson Colling. Colling gets the inbounds as Ranky will dribble. Lobs it over the head of David Squires. And Squires, instead of running back two steps, jumped up for the ball, and it's a turnover against Kearney Catholic. So the Stars turn the ball over again as they made a number of substitutions, including freshman Brian Huseman, who puts a little pressure on the ball, They kick it off on the left wing for Lions. Lions pass on the inside shot, no good. Ott with the rebound, that one won't fall. And coming out of there with it is Adams Central after they forced the steal. Ball back in the hands here of Nate Arlt, and he'll drive the lane and scores. A 7-0 lead here for Adams Central. And Adam Leese has the ball in the offensive zone, gives it to Reinke. Leese with a little bit of a screen. Reinke's going to drive the lane. It's floating around and good. Jared Reinke finally points for Kearney Catholic, 7-2. But the Patriots run right back at him, and Adam Leese is going to be whistled for the foul on that long outlet pass for Brady Barrett. So Barrett fouled over there on that far side, and Arlt now will inbound it. For Adams Central, Jake Fowler checking into the game. Still haven't got all the players in there for Kearney Catholic yet. Brian Huseman checked in a little bit ago. David Squires. Leese is in there, so is Colling. And Reinke. Pass, great ball fake there by Zach Hunt on the baseline. His jumper is no good. Rebound taken out by Reinke. Reinke, quick pass up ahead for Huseman. Huseman floater has it blocked, but there's a foul on Brady Barrett. He got a lot of ball. Apparently a little arm, but he got a lot of ball. Huseman will go line. He'll shoot two. Kearney Catholic not afraid to put some freshmen out there. Huseman's free throw up and good. And again, I think this large amount of depth, that depth perception has been an issue here for Kearney Catholic, who has yet to hit a three-pointer. They're 0-4, I think 3, from behind the arc. Second free throw on the way here from Huseman, and that one's up and good. So 4 straight points here for Kearney Catholic, makes the game 7-4 here. Brady Barrett in the offensive zone, great pass up ahead to Overmiller. Overmiller couldn't handle it, saved by Overmiller, great pass to get it to Connor Lyons, and he has it stolen away now by Colling. Colling on the baseline, gives it to Huseman, and Huseman with the jumper. 4 points for Brian Huseman here in the first quarter, and Kearney Catholic, 6 straight points here to make it a 1-point game, and we're going to have a stiff arm by Brady Barrett, and blinking his eyes is Leese, because Alex Leese basically took a stiff arm right in the face. So that'll be a player control foul. That'll be a foul whistled against Adams Central. Didn't mean anything out of it, but it is 2 fouls now on Brady Barrett. Huseman inbound it, and he'll just toss it in here for Reinke. This lineup right here has been pretty energetic here for Kearney Catholic. Reinke's going to drive. Reinke draws the contact, and he's going to shoot too. And again, 4 substitutions for Coach Leese about 2 minutes ago, and this lineup right now has scored all 6 points here for Kearney Catholic. Reinke will go line. He'll shoot 2. The first one's up and good. He's got 3 points in the game. And Kearney Catholic cuts their deficit down to 1. Second free throw up and good for Reinke. That's 8 all. Patriots on the run. Long outlet pass for Overmiller, and Overmiller is fouled as they throw the ball up court. The Stars fly down there, but Overmiller, nice job laying it up. He doesn't get the shot to fall, but going hard to the rack will send Matt Overmiller to the line to shoot 2. The free throw is up and good. And so Adams Central now with a 9-8 lead after the foul by Alex Leese. Overmiller's second free throw will add to their lead. They now lead it 10-8. Kearney Catholic has not let in the game. They trail by as many as 7. And now the pass up ahead to Squires. Squires gets it to Huseman. Huseman in the corner gets it to Tyson Colling. Colling now for Reinke. Colling, nice catch just to maintain the possession. Great steal here by Zach Hunt. Hunt with the steal. Hunt bounce pass through the lane. Great pass. Good body control in the shot by Overmiller. Shot will not fall, and it's rebounded by Brian Huseman. And Huseman will get it out here for the Stars as Reinke will dribble up, dribble through traffic, put up the shot off glass. It's good, and he's fouled. Oh, my. Great body control by Jared Reinke, and he'll have a chance to finish off a three-point play. That was a tough shot. It's 10-10, 3:29 to go here, first quarter. Bowman's going to check in here for Kearney Catholic. He's going to come in for Squires. And Jared Rinke, already with 6 points in the game, will try to give Kearney Catholic their first lead of the afternoon. Free throw is up and good. Subbing in here for Adams Central going to be Nate Arlt. So Arlt will come in. And Butler checking back in here for Kearney Catholic. Patriots facing a little full court pressure here for the first time. They inbound the basketball to Arlt. Arlt dribbling through traffic, brings in the offensive zone, and will flip the ball back out here for Hunt. Hunt will drive. Nice jump stop in the lane. Kicks it out in the corner. There's Lyons. Lyons for three. No good. Bowman with the rebound here for Kearney Catholic. And now the Stars want to run, but the Patriots are already back deep. They'll flip it back out with the dribble. Tyson Colling. Colling gives it to Lease. Lease apparently pushed off just over a moving screen. It's going to be a moving screen whistled on Tyson Colling. Referee pointed it was an offensive foul. Wasn't on Lease. It was on Tyson Colling. Moving screen there for Colling. So Arlt will face a little man-to-man here for Kearney Catholic. Brings in the offensive zone. He's picked up defensively by Keegan Fitzgerald. Pass on the left wing for Barrett, and Barrett loses the ball out of bounds. So Adams Central turns the ball over here with 2:51 to go. Remember, the Patriots, great start to the game. They scored the first 7 points of the game, and now Kearney Catholic leads it 11-10. Pass is to Tyson Colling. Colling gives it up on the left wing for Alex Lease. Lease in the lane has a shot blocked by Ott, and up ahead come the Patriots. Dribbling is going to be Hunt. Hunt gets it down low. Drive up. No good for Lyons as Lyons cut in. Good bunny there, but Bowman pulls down the rebound. They give it to Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald in transition. Drains the three-pointer. And timeout for Adams Central. 2:20 to go here in the first quarter. Kearney Catholic with a 14-10 lead over the Patriots. And we'll be back in 1 minute.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Looking for excellence in your business? Contact Hellman, May, and Kostler & Cottle for tax preparation and planning, audits and financial consulting, or bookkeeping and payroll service. 3810 Avenue A in Kearney. Hellman, May, and Kostler & Cottle. PC CPA.
Discover the benefits of your child's education at Grand Island Central Catholic Middle and High Schools. Celebrating 54 years of faith-based education. Find out more at gicentralcatholic.org. Grand Island Central Catholic School.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
And welcome back here to the Heartland Event Center. Kearney Catholic on a little bit of a run here. They're on a 14-3 run, and they lead it now 14-10 over Adams Central. The Patriots started the game with the first 7 points, obviously, and Brady Barrett trying to answer back here, trying to get something going offensively. He brings in the offensive zone. Now Hunt has it. A little man-to-man, a little high screen as Hunt has it. We'll give it off on the right side. Barrett, he'll fire the three, and he hits the three. I didn't think he was squared up, but Brady Barrett hit nothing but the dead solid center of the net. Pass in the hands here of Brian Huseman, who checked in during the timeout. He gives it to Butler. Butler gives it on the baseline to Bowman. Bowman will drive off glass, and it's good. Matt Bowman, quick first step, got past the defender, laid it up and in. So minute 40 to go here, and we're just talking during the timeout here on Press Row. These two teams are just fun to watch. They press, they go at you, they'll trap you, they'll hit the three in transition. They're just a lot of fun. Zach Hunt will inbound it here for the Patriots, and he'll throw the ball in the backcourt for Nate Arlt. Arlt brings it across the timeline here for the Patriots, and they'll bring it in, kick it off on the elbow to the hands of Lyon. Lyon drives, kicks. Barrett was open for the three. He's going to drive it inside a little bit. Now he gives it to Lyons. Lyons will shoot the three. That's off the mark, and the rebound taken out there by Ott. Ott snags the bound, and now they'll get the ball back out here for Hunt. Hunt with the dribble, takes it strong to the right, and great baseline drive as they get the pass, and Lyons is going to go to the line and shoot two. Great pass down low. As Adams Central moving the ball around very effectively. The foul on Kearney Catholic is going to go against number 11, Jacob O'Brien. That's going to be his first. So two free throws coming up here for Connor Lyons. And the first one is up and good. ...16-14, Kearney Catholic with a lead over Adams Central. Minute 5 to go here in the first quarter. Among the substitutions here for Adams Central was Zach Hollister. He checked in with Nick Stein and also Arlt. Well, Arlt was already out there. He just went over and talked to the coach. Here's the free throw up. No good. Rebound pulled down by Bowman. Bowman will get the ball out to Reinke now. Reinke has in the offensive zone. Reinke will drive and has the ball stripped away. Lost it. It's blocked by Obermiller. And on the run comes Adams Central. Pass on the right wing here for Lyons. Lyons off of a screen, gets it to Stein. Stein dishes back out for Obermiller. Obermiller will give it off right side for Lyons. Lyons drives, and a little check going to be on Reinke. And Reinke, I don't think that arm that was out there, I think it was attached to a blue jersey. I don't think it was much of a foul either way, but they called the foul defensively when I think it was the Adams Central player that created the space. Barrett is going to get the inbounds. And they enter it down low here for Lyons. Lyons kicks it out. Here's Stein for three. It's no good. And the rebound out to Huseman. Huseman, 27 seconds left. In a bad spot. Double team, but is able to get it to Keegan Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald facing that Patriot defense here. They're going man-to-man. And they'll kick it off here for Huseman, who gives it to Bowman. Back out to Reinke. Now with 10 seconds left, Kearney Catholic will now set something up. Bounce pass for Bowman. Double team. Bowman shot no good. Rebound to Barrett. Barrett, 3 seconds left. Stops. Will fire a 35-footer that's short. And that'll do it for the first quarter. Kearney Catholic has the lead over Adams Central, 16-14. We'll be back with the second quarter right after this timeout.
Scandinavian Mutual Insurance has been serving South Central Nebraska since 1885. See them for your property and personal liability insurance coverage. Scandinavian Mutual Insurance supports the area athletes in today's game and wishes them the best of luck.
Michigo Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Michigo's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Michigo's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Trust the experts at Ed's Body Shop in Sumner with all your glass replacement and auto body work. Ed's Body Shop can make your car look like new. Best of luck to the teams tonight from Ed's Body Shop in Sumner.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Back here at the Heartland Event Center, it will be Adams Central basketball to start the second quarter. Axtell and Ewing are fourth game of the day here from the Heartland Event Center. That'll be coming up next here on the family of ESPN Superstations in Central Nebraska. Pass on the left side. Lyons has it. Lyons, well, ball fake, throws it back. His teammate left the area, but Brady Barrett was able to track it down. He'll get it out for Jake Fowler, who starts the second quarter here. Fowler with the dribble. Jump stop from 15 feet away, and he'll pass the ball back out for Hunt. Hunt drives a little bit. Staying right with him is going to be O'Brien, and then Hunt then blows past him, and he will head to the line. Great drive there by Zach Hunt, handling the ball very well, and got the defender just a smidgen out of position, and then was able to drive past him. The foul is actually on Fitzgerald on the help side, and the free throw is up and good, first one anyway, for the Patriots, Zach Hunt. So Adams here can tie things up, and they do. As a team, 2-4-6, they are 7-of-8 from the free throw line. One reason why Adams Central's been able to come back in this one a little bit. They haven't trailed by much. It's been a pretty tight ball game all the way through. Fitzgerald's going to just kind of tiptoe up, and he hits a 15-foot jumper. Got the defender to think he was going to drive past him, and the defender kept backing down, so Fitzgerald just hit one from the free throw lane. He hit it from the line, and now Connor Lyons is going to drive, and he throws a little forearm shiver into the chest of Jared Ranke, and that's going to be a player control foul, offensive foul on Connor Lyons. Second time those two guys have collided here with one of those forearms coming out there. Both have been called for a foul. That one's going to go against Lyons, so that'll be a turnover on the Patriots, and Kearney Catholic will inbound it. They make some substitutions as Huseman, Butler, Bowman, Fitzgerald, and Ranke. That's the lineup out there right now for Kearney Catholic. We'll check the Patriot lineup for you when we get the chance. Jake Fowler putting a little pressure on right now. Also on the left side, Calvin Ott has pretty good defensive pressure. And then the block of the shot by Overmiller. Ranke had his shot blocked and dribbling around. Zach Hunt. Hunt, they leave him open for a moment. He fires the three, no good. Rebound to Butler. Long pass up court to Keegan Fitzgerald, and he'll lay it up and in. Fitzgerald, as soon as the shot went, flew down court, and there just wasn't anybody around him. Pass on the right side. Here's a quick three by Barrett. No good. Rebound to Ranke. Ranke will give it to Butler. Butler will drive. Dish to Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald, long pass in the corner here for Huseman. Huseman, 17-foot jumper, good. Ryan Huseman now with six in the game, and Kearney Catholic with a six-point lead with 6:06 to go. We're still in the first half here, second quarter. Hunt will drive, dish, kicks in the corner. There's Fowler for three, and Fowler just cut the lead in half. Nice stroke in there for Jake Fowler, who has the second three-pointer of the game here for Adams Central. Driving is Ranke. Ranke, high off glass. Shot is good. He's been going hard to that right side, and a quick timeout here for Adams Central. Tom Schlechter has seen enough. He calls a quick 30-second timeout. We'll take it with him. It's Kearney Catholic 24, Adams Central 19. We're back after this.
Just because it's not tax season right now, don't think that Douglas Bookkeeping Service is resting. They're not only your year-round tax professionals, but are the choice for bookkeeping and accounting services, too. Douglas Bookkeeping Service at 3rd and Eddy in Grand Island.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fast Fills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
Some first quarter numbers finalized from the free throw line. Both teams shooting pretty good. Adams Central 5 out of 6 were 83%. Kearney Catholic was 5 for 5. They're 100%. Rebounding edge goes to Adams Central 8 to 7. Kearney Catholic shooting 38% from the field. Adams Central 33%. And 1 out of 5 from behind the arc for Adams Central. Kearney Catholic 1 out of 4. So here comes Adams Central after the timeout. Arlt will flip the ball out for Nick Stein, who checked in. Stein drives, shot no good. Hung on the rim. Bowman comes up with it. Long pass up ahead to Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald's going to let traffic clear a little bit, let everybody move through, and their pass knocked away. Good defensive play by Nate Arlt. Arlt knocked it away, but off the leg of Keegan Fitzgerald and out of bounds. So the Patriot defense forces another Kearney Catholic turnover. So the Patriots, they just hit a three-pointer a little bit ago, now find themselves down by five. Last time they really got a good look, that's what they drained the three. Hunt has it on the right side, penetrating is Arlt. Arlt, jump stop in the lane, shot, no good. Rebound again, pulled out of there by Bowman, and Bowman will give it to Ranke. Ranke breaks the timeline here, drives to his left, and now a kick at top of the key. Here's Butler for a NBA three that's bouncing around, and good. Soft touch there by Drew Butler as he hits the three-pointer. An 8-point Kearney Catholic lead, their largest of the game. With the ball, Hunt. Hunt on that left side, drives past Lease. Little floater, bouncing around, and good. Zach Hunt. Nice little 12-foot jumper on that left side. Just kind of found a little open area, created his own shot, and hit it. Ranke will drive to his left. He is shut off there defensively by Overmiller. They screen off Overmiller, so Ranke open on top of the key, but he'll give it to Butler. Butler, little turnaround jumper, bounce around, no good. Rebound out of there by Nate Arlt, And Arlt with the dribble. Pass tipped by Ranky as it goes through the lane. Patriots going to make some substitutions. Jake Fowler checking in. Brady Barrett's also out there. And also back into the game is Connor Lyons. Patriots will inbound underneath their own basket. Hunt to toss it in here with 4:10 to go before halftime. They get the ball into the hands of Calvin Ott. Ott will kick the ball back out here for Lyons. Now check it. It's Hunt that's driving. Hunt, great jump stop in the lane, and he hits the shot. Zach Hunt now with 6 points in this quarter. He's keeping Adams Central in it. It's a four-point game right now. With it is Butler. Butler will drive. Butler will scoop. And Butler will score. Drive to his left, and he flips it up and in. Great shot in traffic there by Drew Butler. Patriots right back at him. Hunt, top of the key, kicks left wing for Lyons. Back to Hunt. Hunt will drive. Hunt, double-teamed, kicks the ball back out. Open for three is Fowler. He'll step up. Great extra pass inside. Layup is up and good for Calvin Ott. Great ball movement there by the Patriots. And across the timeline is going to be Tyson Colling. Colling will flip it out. Lease for a trail three, and he hits it. Very quickly, they get the ball in the hands of Alex Lease. He drains the three-pointer, and a seven-point Kearney Catholic lead once again. So both these two teams showing some offensive prowess here. Hunt, top of the key, tries the three. No good. Pulling down the rebound is going to be Fowler. Fowler, pass down low, picking it up is Ott. Ott kicks it out. Top of the circle. Hunt, he'll fire the three. No good. Up high for the rebound is Ott. Ott with another shot. That does not fall, but he will head to the line. He's hit on the arm, and great rebounding offensively for Adams Central. Kearney Catholic's just not boxing out those bigger bodies. Ott will go to the line and shoot two after the foul was whistled on Alex Lease. That'll be his third. So the free throw's up and good for Calvin Ott. He's 3 for 3 from the line. And his second free throw, also perfect. Nice to have a big man like that that can hit some free throws. Good soft hands for Calvin Ott. So in the offensive zone, Jared Rinke. Stars up by 5 as they dribble, and they're going to turn it over. Trying to dribble and trying to flip it back to Keegan Fitzgerald, but they didn't connect. As the ball went to the left of Fitzgerald and went out of bounds right in front of us. Jake Fowler to inbound it here with 2:33 to go before halftime. No pressure on it, so he'll just toss it in here for Zach Hunt. And Hunt will drive, take it off glass, and score. Just a little seam there. And Zach Hunt now has 10, check that, 8 in the game. And Keegan Fitzgerald will bring it across the timeline. Three-point ball game here. Both teams have had seven-point leads or so. But right now it's tightening it up yet again. Drew Butler has it. Little pick and roll, lobbing it in for Bowman. And on the backside, knocking it loose was Overmiller. Loose ball picked up by Bowman, though. Bowman is fouled as he's driving in. And he's just slapping his hands together because he thought that shot was going to fall. But he'll try to shoot two shots, try to get him the hard way. Shoot him twice from 15 feet away instead of that layup at point blank. He was fouled on the drive by Brady Barrett. That's going to be his third. So a little foul trouble for both teams here. Free throw up and good for Bowman. Alex Lease has 3 fouls. Brady Barrett has 3 fouls for Adams Central. Bowman hits the free throw. He's got 3 points in the game. 2:04 to go before halftime. And the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Free throw, no good. Rebound tipped into the hands of Bowman, who drives and is fouled again. And this time he comes down and has his arms wrapped around Connor Lyons, and Lyons had his arms wrapped around him. So Lyons is going to be whistled for the foul. Bowman, who missed the free throw and then had the rebound kind of tipped his direction, will head to the line and shoot two more. Free throw, bounces off the back of the iron and no good. And that stellar free throw shooting we had in the first quarter has kind of fallen away here just a little bit here in the second quarter. Bends the knees, fires the free throw, and rattles it home does Matt Bowman. And checking in for him is going to be Brian Huseman. Usman in, Bowman out. With our score 34-29, Kearney Catholic leading Adams Central. We're right at the two-minute mark right now. As slowly in the offensive zone comes Zach Hunt on the dribble. Hunt takes it to the right, takes it all the way down the baseline, picking him up defensively. There is O'Brien. They swing it around. Here's the three-point shot by Lyons. No good. Offensive rebound by Arlt. And Arlt gets the rebound and the bucket. And he'll head to the line. Nate Arlt, as the shot was just a little off, Arlt came up there up high on the rebound, went right back with him, hit on the arm, and he'll try to finish off a three-point play, even though the three-pointer was missed. Fitzgerald was whistled for the foul. That's going to be his second. So here comes Arlt trying to get those 3 points the hard way, and he misses the free throw. Rebound to David Squires, and Squires will get the ball to senior Jared Ranke. So the freshman will make the pass to the senior. And Ranke will dribble, spin in the lane, little ball fake, creates some space, misses the 13-footer, and the rebound to Overmiller. And Overmiller will get the ball to Hunt. Hunt will drive that far side. Hunt off glass, that's good. Zach Hunt taking command here in the second quarter. He's got 10 in the quarter, and Adams Central has cut that lead down to one. Pass right side, Keegan Fitzgerald. They'll fire an NBA three. It is short. Rebound by Nate Arlt. And Arlt on the run will drive, will flip. Coming up here is Overmiller. Overmiller, a little floater, no good. Rebound on the ground and picked up by David Squires. And Squires will get it out here to Fitzgerald. Stars with 50 seconds left. Sometimes will milk the clock here, late stages of the quarter. But they get it to Huseman, and Huseman will get it out to O'Brien. And I think Coach Lease is pointing out to him we'd like to milk the clock a little bit. We'll see if they actually do it or they're just baiting him. Squires has the dribble, gives it off right side for Fitzgerald. 30 seconds left. Selecta telling his Patriots come out on him just a little bit here. And now they're backing down. Ranke has it, has the ball on his hip. 5 second count now going. He'll dribble to his right. 20 seconds left. 5 second count is off as there's space between him and Nate Overmiller. Ranke standing near midcourt in the corner. And now driving here is going to be Ranke. Ranke from the free throw line. Puts up the shot. It is blocked by Overmiller. Ball in the hands of Hunt at the buzzer. A 35-footer that rimmed in and out. Almost hit it at the buzzer, did Zach Hunt. So we'll head to the locker room with a one-point game. Kearney Catholic leads it 34-33 over Adams Central. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work to make the team. The lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics. And finally, a word of thanks to the teachers and the coaches. Thanks for your dedication from Zorb Farms in Litchfield.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
You'll score the best meat at the best prices when you shop at Custom Pack in Hastings. Cut out the grocery store markup and go directly to the source for your beef, pork, buffalo, chicken, and seafood. Beef sides and quarters are available for your freezer, and there's a full array of marinades, spices, soups, and more. Check out the weekly specials and give them a try. Custom Pack at 601 West J in Hastings is proud to sponsor this high school sports broadcast.
At Custom Pack, you're a neighbor, not a number.
And welcome back here to the Heartland Hoops Classic, the third of seven games that we have for you today here on ESPN 1550 in Hastings and ESPN 1460 in Kearney. Randy Bushcutter with you. Glad you could join us for, well, at least part of the day. We'll be here pretty much all day. Coming up at 2:45, a great matchup between some of the lower classes but a couple of high-level teams. It'll be Axtell and Ewing set to tip off at 2:45. That'll be followed by Grand Island Central Catholic and Gretna, which should be a great matchup in powers in Class C1 and Class B at 4:30. And then, well, one end of the state versus the other, it'll be Ralston and Shatterin at 6:15. And then, to wrap off the evening, the seventh game of the day, we'll have St. Cecilia taking on Omaha Scott. St. Cecilia, big win last night against Grand Island Central Catholic, winning that one by two. Here, it's Kearney Catholic with the lead at halftime over Adams Central, 34-33. Earlier today, first game of the day belonged to Sumner Eddyville Miller. They had a comfortable 66-52 win over Wood River. Very impressive win. SEM is a Class D2 team. Wood River this year is in Class C1. So that was an impressive win for Sumner Eddyville Miller. Wood River, a 500 ball club, three classifications ahead of Sumner Eddyville Miller. So that's a nice win for the Mustangs. Ravenna looked very, very, very impressive against Weeping Water in our second game of the day. As a team, Ravenna shooting 48% from behind the arc. They hit 16 of 33 three-pointers. A, they shot 33. B, they hit 16 of them. And remember where we're playing here at the Heartland Event Center, a tremendous amount of depth, a tremendous amount of space behind the glass backboards to the wall. And so, you know, not shooting in Ravenna where you're, you know, there isn't a whole lot of space there. This is a wide open area, and right now Ravenna proving that they certainly can make another run at a state basketball championship as they pick up that 77-48 win over Weeping Water. Third game of the day here, Kearney Catholic in a great matchup with Adams Central. A couple of friendly coaching rivalries between Don Lees for the Stars and the Patriots' Tom Schlechta, and both teams having outstanding years. Adams Central, as we mentioned, two-game losing streak, but they've only lost to quality opponents throughout the course of the year. They lost to St. Cecilia earlier this week, 57-53, and then Ravenna on Thursday got past the Patriots 65-53. And again, all the losses for Adams Central are against teams here at the Heartland Hoops Classic, and you total up all the losses of the teams that have beaten Adams Central, it's a grand total of four losses, and one of those losses was to Adams Central, because Ravenna's one of only two losses on the year was to Adams Central earlier in the year. For Kearney Catholic, again, outstanding record, 14-6, and outstanding because they lost to teams that are currently 17-1, 18-2, 16-1, 13-5, 16-1, 18-2. So both these two teams in the conference they play in the Lou Platte, facing very tough competition night in and night out, and they certainly show it. This game is being played at a very high level here, our third game of the day between Adams Central and Kearney Catholic, and the Stars do lead it 34-33. We'll take a look at both the individual numbers and the team numbers when we continue with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. We're going to step away for a minute. We'll take a look at the numbers right after this.
Ravenna Superfoods is the home of the big town savings with hometown service. Go get them, Blue Jays. We support you on the road to success. Ravenna Superfoods is proud to support your hard work.
Put your car or truck back to factory stacks. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
Qdoba knows how to make a burrito stand out above the crowd. Starting with a thin shell, always steamed, then piled high with meat or chicken, rice with lime and cilantro, cheese, and all the other fillings you want. Qdoba on the corner of 25th and 2nd in Kearney. Proud to serve all your teams. Buses welcome.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
And welcome back here to Heartland Event Center, the Heartland Hoops Classic. Kearney Catholic leading at halftime over Adams Central, 34-33. And let's take a look at the individual numbers and the team numbers for you. We'll begin, first of all, for Adams Central. Leading the way for them, Zach Hunt. He has 10 points here in the first half. Calvin Ott with 8. A three-pointer for Jake Fowler. He has 3. Matt Overmiller off the bench. He has a couple of free throws. He's got 2. Nate Arnold has 4 points. Brady Barrett has hit a three-pointer. He's got 5 here at the break. And Connor Lyons, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. He has 1 point. It was a 2-point lead for Kearney Catholic at the end of one quarter. It is a 1-point lead here at halftime as Adams Central won the second quarter. Kearney Catholic won the first. And we kind of anticipate a pretty tight matchup throughout the course of the game. For Kearney Catholic, leading the way, Jared Ranke. He has 9 points here at the break. Off the bench, Brian Huseman has 6 points. 7 points for Keegan Fitzgerald. He's hit a three-pointer. Drew Butler has 5. Matt Bowman with 4. And Alex Lees has 3 fouls and 3 points here at halftime. For Adam Central from the field, they are 11 of 28. They're shooting 39%. Compare that to 12 of 24 for Kearney Catholic. They're shooting 50%, so the advantage to the Stars on that one. Rebounding, slight edge to the Patriots, 15 to 14. Turnovers, well, again, pretty close. Kearney Catholic's turned it over 8 times. Adam Central has turned it over 7. Couple of steals for the Patriots, 3 steals for Kearney Catholic. The Stars shooting the arc, behind the arc, they're 3 of 7 for 43%, whereas Adam Central is 2 of 10 for 20%. From the free throw line, well, numbers off a little bit. They fell off a little bit, but Kearney Catholic here in the first half, 7 of 9 from the free throw line. That's at 78%. Adam Central doing a little bit better. They're 9 of 11 from the free throw line, shooting at 82%, and 3 blocks for Adam Central, none for Kearney Catholic. And again, the number that really matters is on the scoreboard. Kearney Catholic with the lead over Adam Central, 34 to 33 here at intermission. We're going to send it back to the studios for one last break. We'll be back with the third quarter right after this 1 minute timeout.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. See RAI of Nebraska and protect what needs protected in your life. Best of luck to the Ravanna Blue Jays.
Roses for You makes it easy to convey your Valentine's feelings with flowers, gifts, cards, and balloons, and they're staying open late tonight. Roses for You on South Locust in Grand Island and online at rosesforyou.com. Always ready to help when you need them.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
Sorensen Construction in Kearney specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Sorensen Construction has been your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Proud supporter of all area high school sports.
Well, the scoreboard's pointing to Kearney Catholic by 1, 34-33, and also the possession arrow. So the Stars will have possession of the ball to start the second half here. And again, that first half started by Adam Central on a 7-0 run. And then Kearney Catholic made a run right back at him. So really kind of a game of runs here so far. It depends on how well you take care of the ball and whether or not you get any looks at the basket, because both these two teams like to run and gun and go after each other. Coach Lee spent a little bit of extra time with his troops over there. And coming in to inbound the ball is going to be Keegan Fitzgerald. Kearney Catholic goes with their starters. It's Reinke, O'Brien, Fitzgerald, Butler, and Bowman out there. And for the Patriots, we're double-checking everything. And it is the starters, Arlt, Barrett, Hunt, Lyons, and Ott. So Reinke has it, top of the key. Gets the basketball out for O'Brien, and a timeout for Coach Lees. 11 seconds into the quarter, Coach Lees wasn't happy with how things are starting. He calls a full timeout. Huh. We'll be back right after this timeout.
Hogan's has it, and we're proud supporters of local athletes and their fans. So come in and see our friendly staff for everything from shoes to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, and all of your favorite athletic brands. Open 7 days a week to serve you better. Hogan Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
Scott and Ann of Slacker Heating and Air Conditioning in Sumner are proud to support the local athletes. When you need a new unit or service on your furnace, air conditioner, or heat pump, trust Slacker Heating and Air. Scott is NAIT certified. Slacker Heating and Air in Sumner.
You'll score the best meat at the best prices when you shop at Custom Pack in Hastings. Cut out the grocery store markup and go directly to the source for your beef, pork, buffalo, chicken, and seafood. Beef sides and quarters are available for your freezer, and there's a full array of marinades, spices, soups, and more. Check out the weekly specials and give them a try. Custom Pack at 601 West J in Hastings is proud to sponsor this high school sports broadcast.
At Custom Pack, you're a neighbor, not a number.
Welcome back here to the Heartland Events Center. It's Kearney Catholic, a foul whistled against Jared Reinke. Got the inbounds, threw out a little forearm shiver right away. Coaches didn't really need to talk very long. They broke that huddle very, very early. Driving here is going to be Arlt. Arlt gets it down low. Shot up and good for Calvin Ott. Ott with 10 in the game. Nice drive and dish there for the Patriots, and they take the lead right back. That timeout did not work out for Coach Lease, did it? Fitzgerald on the baseline. Kicks it back out, now top of the circle for Butler. Butler with the drive. Flips it back out here for Bowman. Bowman's going to drive. Take it off the glass. No good. And rebound by Brady Barrett. Barrett snags the bound. Faces a pretty good pressure there, but he's able to get it out to Arlt. Arlt, long pass up ahead to Lyons. Lyons pass down low, but knocked out of bounds by a flying, and I mean flying, Jacob O'Brien. He went high in the air to knock it down, and he was full speed tracking down the court. Hunt's going to inbound it. Bounce pass almost turned over there. Falling down was Arlt, but he was able to flip it ahead to Barrett. And so the Patriots have it. On the baseline, driving is Arlt. Arlt, great body control, going around Bowman, and Arlt takes it off glass and in. That was an athletic play by Nate Arlt. Ranky will kick it left side. Bowman, he'll fire, Butler rather, will fire the three. No good. Rebound out to Hunt, and here come the Patriots on the run. They get it. A little spin on the baseline. The Lyons finds a cutter, and there's going to be a foul whistle before the charge. The foul on Kearney Catholic is going to be a hold, and there camped out for the charge was Jared Ranky. So the Patriots get a little bit of a break here as the foul was whistled on Jacob O'Brien. And that'll be the second foul on O'Brien. If O'Brien doesn't commit the foul, that would have been a charge. But it was. Inbounded to Barrett. Barrett kicks the ball back out here to Zach Hunt. I don't know what Coach Schlechta says in the locker room, but his team has played well at the beginning of both halves. Barrett has it, throws it in the corner. He hits a three. Three-pointer for Brady Barrett, and Adams Central has scored the first 7 points of the second half, too. And they have the lead, and Kearney Catholic turns it over. Pass goes through the hands of Tyson Colling and out of bounds. So Adams Central, and we got a little push here on the Patriots, I believe. Yep, a little push on Zach Hunt. Hunt gives him a little bit of a space there. Kind of has that stiff arm. And he's whistled for the push. Referee's been pretty consistent with that. Inbounds to Huseman. Huseman gets it to Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald kicks right side for Squires. Squires, right wing now for Huseman. Huseman, top of the circle for Tyson Colling. Colling gets it out to Alex Lease. Lease, jump stop on the right side. Gets it to Squires. Squires for three, and he hits the three. I didn't think he was open enough to shoot it, let alone make it. And Squires drains the three-pointer here. Cuts the Patriot lead in half. It's 40-37. Hunt kicks left wing for Lyons. Lyons will just flip it back out top of the key for Hunt. Hunt will drive and dish. Here's Barrett for three. That's short. Rebound to Squires, and Squires will get it up ahead to Huseman. Huseman, right side for Fitzgerald. Pass is tipped, and it's stolen away by Adams Central. Hunt comes up with a loose ball, and he'll pass it over here to Lyons. Lyons will drive, shoot off glass, and it's a charge. Down low collecting the charge was Keegan Fitzgerald. Nice play by Fitzgerald, and Hunt's going to be whistled for the charge. Check it, it's Lyons whistled for the charge. Gives me a chance to catch my breath. These two teams going right back and forth. Adams Central making a substitution here. Nick Stein going to come in. Both these two teams have to use their bench because they hustle so much on defense. They move their feet. Again, they are fun to watch. Left wing, Tyson Colling has it. Gives it top of the circle for Alex Lease. Man-to-man goes, well, the Patriots go with a little 2-3 zone here. Entry pass in the lane for Huseman, and Huseman goes up strong. He's got 8 in the game as he hits that shot off glass. Stein with the dribble for the Patriots. Huseman going toe-to-toe with him. Stein picks up his dribble, gives it top of the circle here for Hunt. Hunt dribbles to his right, finds an open seam, drives in and scores. Just a little crease, and Zach Hunt drives through it, hits it off glass. He's fouled, he's hacked in the act, and he'll go to the line and try to finish off a three-point play. Patriots already with a three-point lead, and now Hunt will try to add to it. The foul on Lease is his fourth. So here comes Hunt, 12 points in the game. And his free throw is up and good. Make that 13 and a 43-39 Adams Central lead. Pass up ahead in the hands of Huseman. Huseman's pass is tipped, and tracking it down is Huseman. He throws it over to Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald will fire a three, and he hits the three. Oh, that was shot from the parking lot. Art will drive right back at him. In the corner, here's Fowler. His three is good. So we go tip for tat here at the Heartland Event Center. Fitzgerald in the offensive zone as they slow it down. Kicks left wing for Colling. Colling drives the lane. Pass to the shoes of Squires. Squires had trouble handling it, and he'll get it out for Colling. Colling will drive. A little left-handed pass over for Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald's three is an air ball. Stein was, I thought, the last to touch it. They're going to say it was last touch by Lees. I was shielded, so my opinion really doesn't matter a whole lot. 46-42, Adams Central with a four-point lead with 3:50 to go here. And again, to start each half, Adams Central starts it with a 7-0 run. So again, I don't know what Schlechta says in the locker room, but it's working. Fowler in the lane, spins, jumper from the free throw line, no good. Butler snags the rebound. He'll bring in the offensive zone himself. He dribbles, flips it back out. Here's Huseman for three, top of the key, bounces, no good. Stein with the rebound. Stein with the dribble. They try to double-team him. He's able to get the ball to Arlt. Arlt being double-teamed, dribbles through it in the lane. Little floater. Shot is good, and a foul's going to be on Butler. Butler was there, just turned his shoulder just a little bit at the last minute, and that was a foul. And Butler, that's going to be his first personal foul, and a chance for a three-point play here for Nate Arlt. Going hard to the rack. And Adams Central not letting up. They had a nice lead the first part of the first quarter, and then they kind of let it slip away. They're not showing any signs of that here in the third. Free throw up and good for Arlt. He's got five in the quarter, nine in the game. He's going to step out. Connor Lyons is his replacement. So Huseman will toss the ball in for Keegan Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald brings it in the offensive zone here for the Stars. They'll kick it left wing for Jacob O'Brien. O'Brien is shut off defensively by Lyons, so they'll get it top of the key for Lease. Lease with four fouls has the dribble. Defense by Stein. He'll kick left wing for Colling. Colling, right side, takes it all the way to the baseline, backs up, gets the ball to O'Brien. O'Brien dribbles with that left hand, kicks it out. Here's Fitzgerald for three. It is short. Rebound thrown up ahead to Overmiller. Overmiller's going to lay it up and in. Matt Overmiller gets that long pass from Jake Fowler, who pulled down the rebound. Fowler grabbed it and threw it down court, knowing there was nothing but one blue jersey down there. So here's Colin kicking it out for Lease. Lease, a long three, no good. Rebound pulled down by Kearney Catholic. Shot is up and good. The rebound to Tyson Colling, who was on the ground, and from the ground bounce past it to Huseman, who hits the shot. Timeout Stars, who are now down by seven. It's 51-44. Kearney Catholic trails. We'll be back in 15 seconds.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
I just needed a little breather there. A lot of action here at the Heartland Event Center. These two teams going right after each other as they're just biting, scrap, and claw. And Adams Central right now getting the best of it. They lead at 51-44 over Kearney Catholic as the Patriots have really opened things up here. As big of a lead as we've seen in the game. Well, actually, nine was the largest lead the Patriots had up until a few moments ago. Kearney Catholic led 34-33 at intermission. Right now, the Patriots have dominated things here in the third quarter, but a lot of third quarter left, two and a half to go. Check that. They didn't put that last bucket up there. So it's a three-point ball game. My apologies. I thought that was a little off. On the right side, stepping through. Nice little jumper in the lane by Arlt. Shot's no good. Arlt got the rebound somehow, and he passes it out to Fowler. Fowler, top of the key now to Hunt. Hunt drives. Hunt's fouled. He has his arms held as he puts up the shot, and he helps Jacob O'Brien up. And I think it was O'Brien. No, they're going to call another one of those forearm shivers. So So that foul is going to be on Zach Hunt. And they've been consistent with that call all day today. If you create space by throwing out kind of a stiff arm or throwing that elbow up there to give yourself some space, they've been calling that today. They've been consistent. Ranky will give it off on the left side. Driving the baseline is Butler. Butler gives it to Bowman. Top of the key to Ranky. Open for three on the right side is O'Brien. No good. But Butler gets the rebound. Shot no good. Rebound tipped out to Obermiller. Obermiller is shut off. He'll give it to Stein. Stein across the timeline. Gives it right side to Arlt. And Arlt's going to set up the half-court offense. We have not used the phrase half-court offense very often here in this game. The drive and the dish, it goes off the hands of Bowman. The ball was knocked loose. Bowman couldn't get the loose ball, though. O'Brien tapped it away. Bowman couldn't come up with it. And so the Patriots will maintain the position. Matt Overmiller going to inbound the ball here. And I think checking in was Connor Lyons. I'll lob the ball in for Zach Hunt. Hunt, right side, gives it to Fowler. Jake Fowler will drive from the free throw line. Shots no good. Rebound to Ranky. And Ranky will slowly work it into the zone. 1:20 to go here. Ranky in the third. Kicks out top of the key for Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald gets it back to Ranky. Ranky for Butler. Butler backing up top of the key. Doesn't shoot it. Gives it to Fitzgerald. Who enters it in for Ranky, who will throw it in the corner. Penetrating here is going to be O'Brien. O'Brien back out to Butler. His three, no good. Rebound to Fowler. Fowler on the run. Shut off a little bit by O'Brien, but Fowler still has it. Drives, and it's going to be another charge. Ranky was there. Jumped in front of him and was set. That was a nice defensive play by Jared Ranky. And again, another offensive foul. I've seen more offensive fouls today called in any game that I've seen in the last couple of years, and I have not disagreed with a single call. You just don't see a call, I think, often enough. They're going to check to see who the foul was on. And Coach Schlechter right now talking with the scorers table. Reminder for you, coming up, Axtell and Ewing, our fourth game today. They gave it to Fowler. I think they got it right, but they're working it out here. They're talking with the books and trying to verify how many fouls Fowler has. Anyway, Axtell Ewing going to be our next game here on the ESPN Superstations. And, of course, all sorts of action throughout the course of the day. Nice schedule here. As after we have the Ewing-Axtell game, then let me find my sheet here. And as I'm drawing a blank on who's next after that, well, I could, more than one way to skin a cat here. Let me look at this list over here. After Axtell Ewing, we will have Gretna and Grand Island Central Catholic, the Dragons and the Crusaders, followed by Ralston and Chadron. And I remember that the nightcap is Omaha Scut and St. Cecilia. So those are the games. That's the lineup that we have for you throughout the course of the day here on 1550 and 1460. And the officials still working out the scorebook over there. See if they're going to make any substitutions. I think they've changed the foul. I think they've given it to Matt Overmiller, which would be his first. Well, they'd much rather have Overmiller get his first than Fowler get his third. Just spread those out a little bit. I feel like bringing up pictures of the kids here. Yeah, I know how to get this thing ended. If I go to a commercial break, about 10 seconds later, we'll be back on. I'll miss the action. That's the way to do that. So 54.3 to go. Kearney Catholic trailing. They're going to be inbounding. We know that. Adams Central with a 51-46 lead over the Stars. And really, the Patriots looking very good here in the quarter. And now Coach Lease has some questions about the scorebook. They get it all straightened out here. We're all family. That's a phrase that Coach Lease, Coach Lecter, and myself use from time to time when we play poker now and again. We're all family. All right, so substitutions made here. Checking in the game for Adams Central is going to be Overmiller's in the game, and that's who they have the foul given to him. And O'Brien now brings it in the offensive zone. Kicks it right side here for Bowman. Bowman drives the baseline off glass. It's good. Matt Bowman got a nice little breather and drove hard to the rack there. And it's a five-point game here. Driving is going to be Fowler, and then now Coach Lease calls quick timeout. 35.8 to go here. Adams Central 51, Kearney Catholic 46. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Everybody likes to drive a good-looking car or truck, but in town, out of town, and country road driving can really take a toll on how your vehicle looks. When you need auto body work, stop at Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair, the Chief Easy Liner frame repair, and they can take care of those small nicks and scratches too. Drive safely, and don't take chances with your car or truck when you need body work. See the professionals at Sealy Body Shop, 201 South Hastings Avenue in Hastings.
Well, still not sure what the conversation was on the other end of the court. It might have been about the score of the game. My book matches with what's on the scoreboard. Adams Central 51, Kearney Catholic 46. I think they made an adjustment there. In any event, I can say we're all family now. So Adams Central will get the inbound. Zach Hunt will bring it across the timeline. Took him about 8 seconds to do it, and he was only about 10 feet away. So he's when I say he's working it slowly across the timeline, I do mean that. And right now, Adams Central is going to milk the clock for their final shot here of the third quarter. They lead it by five. They would really like to extend that just a little bit. Still dribbling with no pressure on him is going to be Zach Hunt. Hunt now will start to work things up here with 6 seconds left. Hunt, right side, 4 seconds left. Kicks it left wing for Arlt. Arlt will drive. 15-foot jumper up and good at the buzzer. Just what the doctor ordered, maybe what the coach drew up. I'm not sure, but Nate Arnold hits the jumper at the buzzer, and Adams Central with a 53-46 lead over Kearney Catholic will have the fourth quarter right after this.
Age 50 or older, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Dine in at Tubbs Pub in Sumner. Tubbs Pub offers daily lunch and dinner specials, including the best prime rib around. For great home cooking without the dishes, get to Tubbs Pub today. Tubbs Pub in Sumner, a proud supporter of tonight's game.
And welcome back here to the Heartland Event Center as Adams Central has opened up a nice little lead. Big quarter there for Nate Arlt. Not only does he hit that last little jumper, he also had 7 total points. In that third quarter, big part of Adams Central's run in that third where they outscored Kearney Catholic 20-12, and now they have a 7-point lead here. My math has to be off. No, I guess it's not. In any event, Adams Central 53-46 over Kearney Catholic. 7-point lead for the Patriots, and they have the basketball to start the fourth quarter here. Hunt with the dribble on that right side, backs up, will give it out to a red-hot Nate Arlt. And Arlt is just going to slow things down, steps near the mid-court stripe, and he'll give it right side. Wanting to shoot the three is Hunt, but he'll get the ball instead to Arlt. Arlt will drive and dish, and Ott had it, and Ott lost it. Nice pass, but Ott, I thought, was thinking that the shot was going to be up there and wasn't quite ready for it. He kind of ended up stepping on that baseline when he finally made the catch with the ball. Left wing, it's O'Brien. O'Brien to Butler in the corner. They give it to O'Brien. Check it, it's Fitzgerald, and Fitzgerald drains the three. So Kearney Catholic drains that three-pointer and makes it a four-point game once again. Driving here is Barrett. Barrett runs into the defender, and they're going to call the block this time. Bowman must have slid. He was there, but he must have slid at the last second. And Brady Barrett is going to go line and shoot two. So Barrett will have two shots, trying to extend a four-point lead here for the Patriots. The free throw is up and good for Brady Barrett. Barrett's got 9 in the game. By the way, after the game, we're hoping to talk with both head coaches, Adams Central's Tom Schlechta and Kearney Catholic's Don Lease. Barrett's second free throw up and good. He's got 10 in the game. And again, Adams Central just not allowing Kearney Catholic to get back in this one. They've led throughout the entire second half. Here's Butler. Butler kicks it out top of the key for Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald will fire another three. No good. And the rebound taken out of there by Zach Hunt. So Hunt snags the bound, and he'll bring it into the offensive zone. They leave him open top of the key. Now he'll drive. He runs into a defender, and it's blocked by Keegan Fitzgerald at the held ball. And Kearney Catholic will get it. And Tom Schlechter now trying to get his team energized just a little bit. They're flat, but they're still playing pretty well. Coach Schlechter thinks they're flat anyway, but they're still playing pretty well. Up by six, 55-49. Ranky will bring in the offensive zone. Long pass right side for Butler, who gets it to Bowman. Bowman's used up his dribble, kicks it out for Fitzgerald. Back inside for Bowman. Gets it to the cutter. The shot is good for Tyson Colling, and Colling will go to the line and try to finish a three-point play. They got the ball on the right wing, and as soon as he caught it, he squared to the basket, and flying through there was Tyson Colling, and he gets the pass, and now will try to finish a three-point play. The foul whistled against Brady Barrett, and that's going to be the fourth on Barrett. So Colling at the line, with 6:34 to go here, fourth quarter. Free throw is short, and the rebound to Jake Fowler. Fowler pulls down the bound, gets it up ahead to Hunt. Hunt will dribble through traffic a little bit. Four-point Adams Central lead. Hunt makes a little space, and he backs out, passing around the perimeter. Now with it is Fowler. Fowler well behind the three-point arc on that right side, will dribble in the lane, kick it out for Arlt. Arlt back out, top of the key for Hunt. Hunt had a three-point opportunity there. Could have shot the three, but he figures he can get that shot whenever he wants it. He drives, dishes, gives it left side for Lyons. Lyons gets it back in the corner. Now back out here for Fowler, who gives it back out to Hunt. Adams Central going to be patient here. Hunt will drive, kick it out right side for Arlt. Arlt has it. Kicks it back out for Lyons. He'll fire the three. It is short, and the long rebound is pulled out of there by Bowman. Bowman gets in the offensive zone for Keegan Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald has it wide open underneath his Bowman. They couldn't find him, and they'll have to reset the offense. Bounce pass to Bowman on that left wing. Bowman will drive, lost it momentarily, has his pass tipped. Good defensive play by Hunt. Hunt gets the ball on the other end, drives up, and no good. Rebound saved out there by Fowler, and back around the perimeter they go. In the corner for the three, no good for Hunt, and it's rebounded by Jared Ranke. And Rinke on the run back here for Kearney Catholic. He'll take it off glass, and he's fouled. A little push on Connor Lyons. And Jared Rinke did not do much to protect himself when he landed. He ended up falling sideways. And I think the floor is a little worse for wear, but Jared Rinke's fine. Rinke has 9 points in the game, all of them coming in the first 9 minutes of the game. He'll step to line and shoot two here. The first one is a little short. Score remains Adams Central 55, Kearney Catholic 51. By the way, the foul on Connor Lyons was his third. Second free throw by Ranke, also short. Connor Lyons pulls down the rebound and will get it to Zach Hunt. Hunt will face a little token pressure here by Tyson Colling. Hunt will just flip the ball, and we've got timeout for Adams Central. Timeout Patriots. They'll have one left with 4:56 to go here in the fourth quarter. Patriots lead it by four, 55-51. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Big business, small business, home-based businesses. No matter what your copier needs are, there's a Sharp copier to fill the need from Eek's Office Plus in Grand Island, Kearney, and Hastings. Eek's Office Plus, supplying business success.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney. Arrive in style and elegance to your next occasion with Aquila Limo and Prince of the Road. Aquila Limo service is an affordable luxury for any event. Call 888-511-LIMO throughout Central Nebraska. That's 888-511-LIMO. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Conley and Owen, caring for our community one patient at a time, where ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Back here, the Patriots set the inbound right in front of us, and they toss it in for Hunt. And a four-point lead, 5 minutes to go. We'll see what they have in mind. A foul whistle here on Kearney Catholic, and rightly so. Ball was loose. Trying to get it was Tyson Colling, and what Colling got was the leg of Zach Hunt. Tripped him up, so that's a foul on Colling. That'll be his second. Checking in here for Adams Central is going to be Brady Barrett. Talk about the best seats in the house. Best seat in the house is on the baseline between Bill Gavers and Mike Trader. You'll learn more about basketball in 5 minutes than you will listening to me in 5 years, I'll tell you that. Brady Barrett gets the inbounds, and we'll bring it across the timeline here for the Patriots. He's going to drive to the right side, dish it back out for Hunt, and Hunt's going to set things up again. Left wing, they get it off for Lyons. Lyons, again, right now, Adams Central being very patient. They're not milking the clock. They're looking to score, and they drive, and we got a block as Hunt drives in underneath, and the block is going to be whistled, I believe, on Bowman. So Matt Bowman with the foul. That's going to be his second. And to the line to shoot two is going to be Zach Hunt. He's got 13 points in the ball game, and now he's 4-for-4 from the line, as now he has 14. Former Hastings coach Mike Trader and Bill Gavers. How many total wins do you think that would be between those two guys? Let's just say it'd be is an Uber gobstop. Is that a lot? Both free throws by Hunt up and good. He's got 15 in the game and a 6-point Adams Central lead here with 4:25 to go. Stars need a bucket. Keegan Fitzgerald has it left side. And they're swinging it around the perimeter. Colling has it, gives it left side off of the screen, gives it to Butler. Butler's three is an air ball. Bowman saves it, but into the hands of Connor Lyons. And Lyons is just going to work it up ahead here to Hunt. Hunt kicks the ball back out here for Nate Arlt. And right now, that clock is the friend of the folks wearing blue. Driving is Connor Lyons. Lyons may have been fouled, but no whistle there. He gives it out to Hunt. Hunt with the dribble. Takes it up on the right side, lost it, and it's on the baseline. It's out of bounds. Turnover forced there by the quick hands of Jared Reinke, who was able to slap it away from Zach Hunt. Hunt tried to get it back, and when he did, he brought the ball down, but on the sideline. So Kearney Catholic gets a reprieve from the governor here just a little bit. Axtell Ewing game number 4. After that, it'll be GICC and Gretna. Backing in is Reinke. Reinke in the lane. Jumper up. No good. And we got a hold whistled against Adams Central, I believe. I think they're going to call Connor Lyon, who ends up being on the ground. They call him for the hold. And Bowman's going to step to the free throw line. Both teams now with 17 fouls. So this will be a 1-and-1 for Matt Bowman. And Bowman, 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. Kearney Catholic wants to eke their way back in it. They might want to do it from the charity stripe. 3:37 to go here in the fourth quarter as Bowman hits the front end of the 1-and-1. He now has 7 in the game. And it's 57-52. 3:37 to go here, fourth quarter. Bowman's second free throw. Rattles around, goes back off the glass after rattling around and in. So Bowman hits a couple of big free throws here. It's a 4-point game. Nate Arlt's going to face a little bit of pressure, brings it across the timeline. He'll flip the ball off here to Hunt. Hunt picked up by Huseman. Hunt will drive. Hunt jump stop shot, no good. Rebound by Huseman. Huseman looking up court. He's used up his dribble. We'll get the ball to Alex Lease. And Lease will bring it across the timeline. Lease kicks it left side for Keegan Fitzgerald. Crunch time, and there's three freshmen out there for Kearney Catholic. Huseman has it left side. Little spin. Huseman shot. Blocked. Great defensive play by Overmiller. As he gets the block, works it up ahead to Hunt. Hunt lays it up and in. Big series there for Adams Central. They get the block on one end, the layup on the other, and now timeout. Timeout for the Patriots. They lead it by 6 with 3 to go. We're back after this.
Rethink. Reinvent. It's time to change your perspective of what your home can be, and Floor to Ceiling can help. Carpet, tile, wood, laminate. We've got just what you're looking for. Floor to Ceiling. Design life. Begin here.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
Ever wonder why Ravenna has such great athletic teams? It's all those great home-cooked meals they've eaten at the Duke Drop-In. Treat your family to great home-cooked meals, homemade pies, and daily lunch specials. Open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The Duke Drop-In, Ravenna.
Zeller Repair in Ravenna specializes in small engine repair. From mowers to chainsaw motors, Zeller's does it all. So next time you need work on a small engine, contact Zeller Repair in Ravenna. Proud supporter of all area high school sports.
Give you a little game reset. There's 2:57 to go in the fourth quarter. Adams Central 59, Kearney Catholic 53. Both teams are in the bonus. Both teams. Well, Kearney Catholic has two timeouts left. The Patriots are out of timeouts right now. And with the ball here is the Stars. Possession arrow pointing to the Patriots. Ranky has it on the baseline. Pass on the inside. Stolen away by Jake Fowler. Fowler comes up with a steal. He dribbles up and is shut off. And we're going to have a foul whistle here on Ranky. Trying to get the ball back from Fowler, and Ranky with the reach. So Fowler will go to the line. He's going to shoot a one-and-one here. 18 fouls on Kearney Catholic, 7 on Adams Central. Again, Patriots, no timeouts left. Free throw is up, rolling around, and no good. Bowman pulls down the rebound here. So Kearney Catholic in the offensive zone, down by 6. Driving is Ranky, kicks it out. Here's Butler for 3. It is short. Butler gets his own rebound. He drives in, and it's a charge. Nate Arlt with the defensive play. Nate Arlt in there collecting the favorite call of the day here for the officiating crew. And again, I agree with the charge. In fact, if anything, I thought there was one block that was called on Bowman. I thought it was a charge the other way. I think they've got it right all day. That's a big play. Pass up ahead, tipped away by Fitzgerald. Bowman comes up with it as they try to throw the home run ball, and with the basketball now is Colling. Colling kicks it left side, driving is Ranky. Ranky in the lane, jumper, good. Jared Ranky hits the shot, and Kearney Catholic calls the timeout. 2:13 to go here in the fourth quarter. It's a 4-point lead for Adams Central. The Patriots will inbound it when we come back after this.
Hi, this is Terry Anstein, President, Five Points Bank of Hastings. On behalf of our shareholders, directors, and staff, I would like to thank all of our great customers for helping us become the fastest growing bank in Hastings. I would also like to invite everyone in the Hastings area to stop in and visit with one of our bankers and learn how we can be your bank for the long run. Locally owned, locally managed, Five Points Bank, the better bank. Member FDIC.
And welcome back here to the Heartland Event Center as Kearney Catholic hits the bucket and cuts the lead down to 4. But Adams Central still has a 4-point lead. And again, the possession arrow is pointing to the Patriots. Only one timeout left. That belongs to the Stars. They've committed 9 team fouls, so if they have to commit another foul here, it'll be 2 shots for Adams Central. 2:13 to go here in, dare we say, regulation. Third game of the day. Fourth game will feature Ewing and Axtell. Nice matchup from C2 team and a D2 team. Top 5 in their respective classes. Should be a great matchup. Zach Hunt's going to inbound it. He can run the baseline if he wants to. Doesn't need to. He gets the ball back. Does Hunt. Hunt brings it across the timeline. And he'll just flip the ball back out here for Arlt. Going to play a little keep away. Huseman tries to defend the ball there, but Arlt outruns him, essentially. And Hunt has it on the right side. Hunt with the dribble, kicks it back out here for Barrett. Barrett will drive, dish, kicks it back out here for Lyons. Patriots right now playing keep away. Arlt drives, pass on the lane, shot is up, and good for Matt Overmiller. Overmiller gets that backdoor cut. They worked off the clock and got a big bucket out of it. 6-point lead. Huseman has it on the right side here for Kearney Catholic. Off the screen, top of the key for Fitzgerald. Back to Colling. Colling 3, no good. He flopped on the box out trying to get the call. No call coming, and rightly so. Hunt brings it across the timeline. Gives it to Arlt. Back to Hunt. Hunt, they try to trap the ball. He'll throw it in the corner. Left wing for Lyons. Lyons back out here for Arlt. Little four-corner offense almost. Arlt gets it back on the left side for Lyons. Lyons with the dribble. Lyons will get it to Hunt. Hunt has it. Minute to go here in the ball game. 6-point lead for Adams Central. The handoff to Hunt. Hunt has it. Throws it on the back side. Gets it to Barrett. Barrett throws it down low. Dribbling through is Overmiller. And this is great clock management. Zach Hunt has the ball, trying to get it to Barrett. Ball's knocked loose. It's stolen away. Fitzgerald with the steal. Pass up ahead, right side for Rinke. And Rinke can't handle it. The one official didn't see it at all. Asked for help. The near official made the call. And Coach Lease doesn't say a word. Pretty sure they got it right. In any event, it will be Adams Central basketball in the corner over there. Kearney Catholic forced the turnover, but it took a minute for it to happen, and they get no points out of it. Adams Central inbounds it here for Arlt. Arlt gives it back off here for Hunt. Hunt will drive, gives it to Nate Arlt, back to Hunt. Hunt at midcourt, 29 seconds left. They try to double-team him, and we're going to have a reach. Whistled on Huseman. Huseman going for the steal, and if you can't get the steal, you have to shut the clock off somehow, and they'll send Zach Hunt to the line. And Hunt has been perfect from the line here in the game. 5 for 5 from the line. Make that 6 for 6. 18 points here for Zach Hunt. And that'll make a 7-point lead with 27 seconds to go. Here's the Adams Central. Pretty good shape here. Second free throw on the way, up and good. And again, Adams Central's missed one free throw here in the fourth quarter. Drew Butler gets the ball out here for Keegan Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald with the dribble. Bowman asking for the ball down low. Clock's moving here. 16 seconds left to get the ball to Butler. Butler dribbles to the left side. Arlt, pretty good pressure on him. Gets it out here for Fitzgerald, and Fitzgerald hits a top three-pointer. He's got 16 in the game. That makes it a 5-point game with 8 seconds to go. Big three-pointer if it would have came about a minute ago. In any event, timeout for Kearney Catholic. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Looking for excellence in your business? Contact Hellman, Mayne, Kostler, and Cottle for tax preparation and planning, audits and financial consulting, or bookkeeping and payroll service. 3810 Avenue A in Kearney. Hellman, Mayne, Kostler, and Cottle. PC, CPA.
You know, we've talked several times about both these two teams playing run-and-gun style, playing pressure defense, and all that stuff. But right now the difference is the fact that Adams Central has been pretty patient with the basketball, taking pretty good care of the basketball down the stretch. After they built that lead, they've been able to maintain that lead and take time off the clock. And as a result, Adams Central, pretty good shape here. They lead at 63-58, 8.4 seconds to go. I mean, it can happen, but it doesn't happen very often. And there's no timeouts left here for Kearney Catholic. So Zach Hunt can run the baseline, and he's going to inbound it. He'll just toss the ball in here for Matt Overmiller, who gets the ball right back here for Arlt, and Arlt just kind of waits for the foul to come. So Nate Arlt will go to the line. He will shoot two. I think all that really is left here is the discussion on what the final score is going to be. Adams Central is going to pick up the win. They're going to move to 17-3 on the season. The free throw is up and no good for Nate Arlt. Because even if Kearney Catholic scores, Adams Central will not need to inbound it. And the four new players that just came into the game know that, I believe. So they're going to play a little bit here as Coach Lechta dumps his bench. Free throw is up and good for Nate Arlt. So he's going to finish with 12 points in the game. And the Stars will inbound it. They're just going to flip it up ahead to Keegan Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald will pick it up now, and he's going to try the three. No, he's going to dribble. Now he'll shoot the three from about 40 feet away. It's no good. And so your final score, it's Adams Central with a 64-58 win over Kearney Catholic. We're going to step away, and when we come back, it'll be the Misco Sports Post Game Show. We'll take a look at the numbers for both teams and hopefully talk with both head coaches. We'll do that when we come back right after this.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Scandinavian Mutual Insurance has been serving South Central Nebraska since 1885. See them for your property and personal liability insurance coverage. Scandinavian Mutual Insurance supports the area athletes in today's game and wishes them the best of luck.
Michigo Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Michigo's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Michigo's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Trust the experts at Ed's Body Shop in Sumner with all your glass replacement and auto body work. Ed's Body Shop can make your car look like new. Best of luck to the teams tonight from Ed's Body Shop in Sumner.
Welcome back here to the Heartland Hoops Classic as it is Adams Central. The nice win today over Kearney Catholic 64-38. And again, in that fourth quarter, pretty quiet fourth quarter, and that's exactly what Adams Central wanted to do. They milked the clock a little bit. They lost the quarter in terms of scoring. They were outscored by Kearney Catholic 12-11, but they had a fairly comfortable lead. They had a 7-point lead, and they were able to extend things a little bit as Adams Central now moves on to 17-3 on the season. So nice performance here tonight for the Adams Central Patriots, and let's check the scoring for them. We'll begin, first of all, with their team numbers. Leading the way was Zach Hunt. Hunt finished with 19 points on the night, or afternoon, I guess. 12 points for Nate Arlt, 10 for Calvin Ott. Off the bench, Jake Fowler hit a couple of three-pointers. He finished with 6 points on the day. Matt Overmiller also with 6 points and 1 point by Connor Lyons. So, again, in double figures today, Brady Barrett, I forgot to mention him, he had 10, Calvin Ott with 10, 12 for Arlt, and the leading scorer today for the Patriots was Zach Hunt. He finished with 19 points on the evening, as Adams Central now is 17-3 on the year. Kearney Catholic falls to 14-7 on the campaign, and we'll check their numbers as well as come up with the team numbers as we continue with the Misco Sports Post Game Show. Misco Sports reminds you that you can pick up all the equipment you need for little kids wrestling. They got the headgear, the knee pads, the shoes, even the singlets, and all the workout gear that you would need as well. Plus, they have new running shoes for track season coming in and travel baseball as well. You can order your caps, uniforms, travel bags, all that stuff. Remember, buy your glove early so you have plenty of time to break it in. So see them down at Misco Sports downtown on the Bricks. See them before the games begin. We'll check the numbers for the Stars and hopefully talk with the two coaches when we come back right after this.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Just because it's not tax season right now, don't think that Douglas Bookkeeping Service is resting. They're not only your year-round tax professionals, but are the choice for bookkeeping and accounting services too. Douglas Bookkeeping Service at 3rd and Eddy in Grand Island.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fast Fills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work to make the team. The lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics. And finally, a word of thanks to the teachers and the coaches. Thanks for your dedication from Zorb Farms in Litchfield.
And welcome back here to the Heartland Event Center as Adams Central picks up the win 64-58 over Kearney Catholic. Leading the way for the Stars was Keegan Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald hit four three-pointers in the game. He finished with 16 points on the afternoon, 11 points for Jared Ranke, 10 points for Brian Huseman off the bench. Nice job for the freshman there. After that, Matt Bowman, he finished with eight. Drew Butler, relatively quiet half, five. All those points came in the first half. Alex Leese with three, David Squires with three, and 2 points for Tyson Colling. Kearney Catholic led at intermission 34-33, but it is Adams Central that picks up the win, 64 to 58. And we're checking some of the other numbers for you and trying to find the two head coaches. We're going to have to try to wrap things up here a little bit because there's already time put up on the clock for the next game between Ewing and Axtell. And so we don't have a whole lot of time to finagle here a little bit. Maybe we'll talk with one or two of the coaches at halftime of the Ewing-Axtell game. But once again, Axtell, one of the top teams in Class C2, and Ewing, perennial power in Class D2. And Greg Appleby, again, another fine squad here as they're taking on the Wildcats here in just a few minutes. Well, we'll check some of the numbers for you that we have, some of the final numbers. 47% shooting here for Adams Central in the game. They're 21 of 45. Kearney Catholic not quite shooting at that torrid pace, but tell you what, 47% is awfully good. And we're still totaling up the Kearney Catholic numbers. Rebounding, nice job rebounding. 29 rebounds here for Adams Central. They end up with a pretty good margin in that. Turnover, 16 for Adams Central. 5 steals with that as well. 4 of 15 shooting from behind the arc here for Adams Central in the ball game, and 82% free throw shooting. They were 18 of 22 from the free throw line. That's very, very impressive. One of the reasons why they're able to pick up the win here today against Kearney Catholic. Kearney Catholic, 9 of 24 from the field. They shot 38%. They had 9 rebounds, so they were out-rebounded. That's just the second half number. So they had 20, what would that be, 13 rebounds. So they were out-rebounded by 16 by Adams Central. And so Kearney Catholic, a little bit colder in that second half, too. They were only 4 of 13 from behind the arc, so they end up being 6 of 20. So they end up shooting 30% from behind the arc, and one reason why they fall here today by a final of 64 to 58 over Adams Central picks up the win over Kearney Catholic. Adams Central, well, they get to play at Hastings. That game will be on the 19th, so that'll be on next Friday night where they'll travel and take on in-state rival Hastings. And for Kearney Catholic, they have that rescheduled game against Grand Island Central Catholic. That game will be on Monday, and we'll have that game for you on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Well, both the coaches, they're probably hanging out talking to each other instead of talking to me. And in any event, they're not able to join us here for the Misco Sports Post Game Show. Maybe we'll grab one or two of them and talk about their game at halftime of the Axtell-Ewing game. Once again, our final in this one, it's Adams Central 64, Kearney Catholic 58. That is the final. We'll send it back to the studios, and we'll be back in about, probably about 7 minutes or so with the pregame of Ewing and Axtell. That's coming up next right here on the ESPN Superstations. Once again, it is the Patriots over the Stars, 64 to 58. I'm Randy Bushker. Thanks for joining us. We'll send it back to the studios. Good night, everybody.
The preceding broadcast was a presentation of ESPN Radio, 1460 AM, and ESPNSuperstation.com. Podcasts of this and all local play-by-play broadcasts are available. To download a copy, log on to ESPNSuperstation.com.
Not getting hurt because there's so much money at stake if something were to happen to them. And not really get